tweet at Saturday RTE.
Now, just in the time we've left to us, I want to touch on that really shocking report that was published this week. This is the executive summary of the Brandon Report into sexual abuse of intellectually disabled adults in that HSE-run centre in County Donegal. 108 assaults on 18 very vulnerable adults with the full knowledge of staff and management over a period of, two decades. Minister, It the mind boggles that this could have been allowed to happen in so recently.
Yeah, it completely beggars belief how staff seem to have the knowledge in relation to this.
How management refused to act on it.
I can't understand, and I very much welcome
the fact. We should say some staff did do their best, despite a culture where it was not encouraged, to bring this to the fore, and they were bullied out of it.
Yeah, it appears so from the executive summary. I very much welcome the fact that Anne Rabbit, is looking now to bring a draft national policy on safeguarding of adults, in social care and in health and in disability.
Do we need a policy or do we need legislation?
Well, we may need legislation to underpin it. There's a steering group as well that's looking at it, but hopefully this situation can never arise again. It's just harrowing and sickening.
Aon.
Yeah, I think we need the full report to be published. I just want to acknowledge the work of the whistleblower and also the work of Thomas Pringle. I think this shows a good parliamentarian doing his work well. And also, I would say I do have faith in Anne Rabbit as minister to do what needs to be done in this regard. But I thought this was all past. I thought this was all in our past as a nation, and we have to learn serious lessons from this. And unfortunately, people are going to have to be shown the door as a result of this.
People should be fired.
You cannot have what's happened. You cannot let what happened without serious ramifications, in my view.
David Cullinan.
The report, first of all, needs to be published in full as soon as is possible. Obviously, it's very harrowing. We have been here before in terms of the Grace case and other issues. Of course, there has to be accountability at an organisational level within the HSE, but also individuals have to be held to account. So I would agree with Aon. We need absolutely accountability. We hadn't had that in relation to the Grace case either, and I think that is disgraceful. We also need to see the adult safeguarding legislation, which was committed to and promised, and that needs to ensure that we have mandatory reporting and a legal right of entry for social care teams and for others to be able to investigate allegations of abuse. Astoundingly, that's not possible at this point in time. They have to be invited into an institution
to
investigate.
I know Minister Rabbit is working with the AG in terms of publishing the report.
Okay.